Welcome to the Freemasons Podcast, coming to you live from Morningstar Lodge number 47. Leave your aprons at the door, my brothers.
Welcome to the Freemasons Podcast with your hosts, Right Worship Brother George Mudry.
Worship Brother Joe.
Worship Brother Ken.
Brother Raph.
And the four horsemen, as we had said, are up here.
The horsemen are drawing nearer.
Joe's the red horse, and Ken is the...
The white horse.
Pale horse.
Riding in on a pale horse.
The pale rider.
Yeah. The pale rider. What the hell were the other two colors?
Is Raph, does that make Raph famine? Yeah. It's like, you know, the big guy they call Tiny and... Yeah, Raph is famine.
Gluttony, was that one of the four horsemen?
No, it's one of the seven deadly
sins. It's one of the seven deadly sins.
Yeah, it was death, sure. Pestilence.
Sometimes there's some overlap there. There's a Venn diagram for that. Come on.
Death, right. Pestilence, famine.
Right.
And something Danny later. Valdez says sea shanty.
Oh, you we mean should like, do a sea shanty.
Oh, who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
That would be the only shanty I know.
No backup singers, huh? Okay, that's fine. Anyway.
There's the one that Quint sang in Jaws that I can learn. Something about Spanish women. I don't know.
I know the ones from Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
Here's this woman with bow-legged women and...
I think we have to write our own. I think that's how trope works. Everybody kind of makes their own. We could write... Joe is really good at writing songs. We could...
PSK Auto, I've petitioned a lodge and I was invited, I almost said invented, invited to the officer installation next week. I'm super excited. Oh, hey, nice. Congratulations. Give him a round of applause.
Well done.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Jake Dean turned in his, or got his petition the other day.
He
as well.
Did. Yeah. Very nice.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting you don't get to see this stuff on
no,
Facebook.
No.
I've been told that the audio has been lost again.
No, it hasn't.
Okay. Just telling you.
There's no
PSK
way.
Auto.
I'm watching it on here.
I'm telling you what I'm being told.
From where?
From a reliable source.
That's a lie.
It might be, but that's what I'm being told.
Anyway, let's get into. So we'll start with what we're titling this episode, and I'll tell how it came to be, and then we'll get into our housekeeping stuff. But
housekeeping.
It's working now.
I know that.
No. Oh.
Thank you. So, it started with me scrolling through YouTube as I was on my drive, and driving for work, and I happened to pop onto a Stone Cold Steve Austin interview with The Undertaker, and
that's a great interview.
It was a great interview, right?
Yeah.
And one of the things that they were talking about was trying to stay in character during, you know, their events, and The Undertaker would take it to, you know, even as far as like outside of wrestling, where he wouldn't do interviews. Like, he was always the dead man, dressing in black and all that stuff.
And if you saw him in public, he would just kind of, like, do that whole thing.
Wearing all black, black hat, black hoodie, black pants, black shoes.
He wouldn't sign autographs. He wouldn't say hello. Yeah. If you went up to him in, like, the airport, he would just stare you down.
Yeah. And that's really cool. But it got me thinking as I'm listening to it. And got me thinking as to what's our kayfabe as Masons in Lodge. And again, I've said this before. I'm not the same person as I am on this podcast as I am in person. And we're going to get into that a little bit later. But first, let's go through the housekeeping.
But first,
the word first.
From our sponsors. new likes. I've got Joshua Rayrig, IJ Purino, and Wes Johnson. That's what I've got for Facebook likes.
Over here on Instagram, we got a ton. John Hamilton, Corey Fleshman, Jacob Drake, Oscar Cordova. There's some overlap here. Sterling's back.
Back again.
Amaru LVX, GM the second. Michael Molesky. Drop 50 Coatings, Dylan. Thank you, brother. Joshua Rarig, Wes Johnson, Chad, Anthony Rooney, Blake Ray.
Rooney?
Masonic Antiques.
Rooney.
Thank you for following us, Masonic Antiques. Bradley Craig and Bill Southam.
Freaking children.
Come on.
YouTube. We have BN Keys 28. We also have Don Raleigh the Third and C Britland 1. I'm gonna assume he's from Britland.
What's the C stand
Could
for?
Could be his last name.
Well, don't add. I'm glad Danny Collins isn't on because I know what exactly.
The same picture I put on stands for Collins, mate.
It was the same picture I put up today on the Discord.
I am Mike Meleski. Laugh out loud. This is my business YouTube. Oh, PSK Audio. Oh, all right.
Okay. This may not be suitable for work if you're at work.
Yeah.
We can send a nice letter to your HR department on your behalf if you'd like.
NSFW.
So let's toast these guys first, and then we have one Apple review. So, Rafferty, you haven't been here in a while. Why don't you lead the toast?
Yeah. Brothers, right hand to arms.
To arms.
Ready.
Ready.
Aim.
Aim.
Fire. Fire. Good fire. Fire all.
What is that, a flintlock?
Yeah, hang fire.
Come on, you got this.
Fire, hang fire.
Nah,
fire
I forgot all. The rest.
He's turning redder than Joe's
together, together, brothers.
Together, brothers.
Viva, viva, viva. That was awesome.
That was a good one.
That's great, man.
It's been a while.
Holiday is asking, did you get the pleasure of seeing the Apple review from Holiday?
Did I?
Yeah.
I have not seen that yet, no.
You're going to read this though, shit all out loud again.
Yeah,
all right. Well, we're going to start with the...
Well, for Holiday, there's a...
Holiday.
Did you let him know?
Yes, I let him know that his package is on the way.
Oh, his package. I don't have an iPhone, so I have to go dig in here.
What the hell was that?
That was
your
package,
package is in the mail.
Package. Dude, who just said your package is in the mail?
I thought it was Ken. I snapped around.
That was
shit.
Your package is in the mail.
Package is in the mail. All right, here we go.
Special delivery.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, so we're all, you know.
All right, so we're going to start with Wesley 551199955. 5-star review. Good podcast. Very interesting, very informative podcast. Entertaining. So let's give... Let's give Wesley a toast for his Apple review. And give us a 5-star review. And
not the phone.
You give us a 5-star review and write a little something.
Good.
A little something's on.
A little something's on. We'll give you a shout out.
Does that
we'll
enter them into the raffle for these things? How do they get those raffle items over there?
Oh, those raffle items are off of YouTube.
Okay.
Like and smash that like
smash
button.
Smash that like button.
I said it wrong again. Sorry, you for
okay. Ring that bell.
So let's toast Wesley. Show, lead it.
Brothers, right hand to arms.
To arms.
Ready.
Ready.
Aim. Fire, good fire, fire all. Together, brothers.
Viva, viva, viva. This is going to go freaking tits up real fast, I can tell already. All right, so I'll read.
Oh, we have to toast every review?
No, I'm reading the Holiday one.
Okay. Holiday.
So it starts off like this, Ken. A leprechaun.
So nice.
Can you let me read this?
Go ahead. Because
I got to get through it.
Background.
All right.
To help you through.
He's turning you off.
I'm off.
No, I'm not. I'm just lowering a little bit. I can hear the reverb in my head. A leprechaun, a cyborg, and a ginger walk into a bar. This podcast might be for you if, one, you like carrying 5,000-year-old cyborg trying his best to blend in with the 21st century. Beep boop. Two, you want to hear a deranged leprechaun going on tirades and coping with the fact that the kid stole his Lucky Charms. Three, you listen to a redhead revisit his process on stealing souls to power his vessel. 4, you bring Michelob Ultra to parties because you want to keep things reasonable. Cheapskate. 5, you actually want to learn a bit of bit about the craft. This includes the occasional history lesson and maybe a word or three about modern-day speculative masonry and how it benefits men and society. 6, Illuminati, Illuminati, Illuminati.
Oh, yeah.
And 7, if you want to hear the aforementioned deranged leprechaun groveling for 5-star reviews here on Apple, that is all.
Well, very nicely worked.
Done. Can I assure you?
Very nicely done, Holiday.
This vessel is fully operational.
All right. Thank you, Brother Holiday.
So anyway, now that we've covered the housekeeping aspects of
housekeeping.
It, we do have to, at the end, we'll toast our new patrons, because we have some new boys who came in. You guys met them?
Mm-hmm.
Damien, as well as, there's another one I got in here, but we'll cover them guys later.
Need a couple of addresses.
Need a couple of dresses?
If they want pins.
Oh, for the pins, yes.
Oh, addresses. I thought he said dresses. I'm like, what the hell is going on in Discord? And I'm signing out right now. we got some new guys in there. We got some new blood in there.
Good.
So, a lot of fun. We actually did a free chat the other day. We were just all bullshitting, talking about masonry and everything, and it was a lot of fun. So, if you're interested in that, Joe, tell them how to do it. Why they say it in Boston? Tell them how to do it.
Yeah.
Is that how they say it in Boston?
I don't know. We just had an accent all of a sudden out of nowhere. Like I freaking morphed.
Sounds more like Jersey.
Whatever. Maybe it's Jersey.
You
go ahead.
Be like Springsteen and get pulled over for DUI and then do a cheap commercial.
Lose your endorsement.
So hear that Discord exclusive content, you can join us on Patreon. For $5 a month, you'll get access to exclusive Patreon content as well as all of our Discord channels. And as an added bonus, you will get the Gold Tone Freemasons Podcast pin, formerly printed by the Danbury Mint.
Very nice.
Thank you.
All right.
With an authentication card.
Or certificate of authentication.
Yes.
Wow.
Authenticity.
So.
And we'll even put a little drop of blood on it for you, too.
Nice. So before we go into this topic of keeping Masonic kayfabe, which is very, I like this topic. And the reason being is because there's a lot of different ways that you can keep yourself Masonically kayfabe. And we'll explain what kayfabe means in a minute. But first, we have a.
Oh, yeah, we've got some...
We got an Amazon package here that somebody...
Why is there so much tape on it?
I don't know. But here's what it says on the top, okay?
If you see something,
this
say
is from... Wait, hold on. This is a historic event.
I don't like this.
Hold on, wait. This is a historic event. The first time George is handling a large package.
Okay.
Not your first time, you dirty bastard.
Hi.
I need that envelope first.
Oh, hey, hold on.
There are a lot of lonely nights in high school.
I've got that knife you got me for Christmas, if you want to use that.
Ah.
The Sonic knife.
While you're opening
the envelope.
There you go.
The envelope, please.
So, just for our listeners, I have Rafferty literally next to me while I'm holding the box with a knife basically inches from me.
This is like
maintaining social distancing right now.
This is like Briss or something, I think. All
right. No, not that one, because that says after part one.
I was just going
to
get it.
All right.
Okay, Raph so this, is delicately.
So while you're doing
there's a
this,
note in this envelope.
Extricated.
It's a map, right. Charles Island. But while you're opening this, just a quick shout out since we brought up Christmas and stuff. Shout out to whoever the brother was or Discord member. He may not even be a brother that sent me the very nice Faith, Hope, and Charity.
I know who it was.
Cutting block. Because
I'll never tell.
Whoever originally had me a Secret Santa, I think I pissed off, and he decided he wasn't buying me a gift. So somebody else made up for it. So thank you. That was very brotherly of you.
A cutting board. That's pretty cool.
And it's got
very
the
practical.
Here we go.
The
ready?
The square encompasses Faith, Hope, and Charity burned into
that's
the.
That's awesome.
The
cutting that's very
board.
Cool.
Yeah.
Dear Brothers of the Freemason Podcast, my name is Rob Rip Gorgonis, Brother Rob Gee on Slack. We're not on Slack anymore, but that's all right.
Oh, by the way, on Patreon it says something about Slack, so you're going to have to change that.
Really? I'm going to have to change it. All right. Mm-hmm. I am a new EA at Floral Park Lodge number 1016 on Long Island. I discovered you guys a couple months ago just before becoming a brother. Since then, I've listened to roughly 140 episodes. Before I continue with this... We do piss off a lot of people. I'm kind of scared.
Yeah, I mean...
It's going to be a goddamn glitter bomb.
We make some people happy, but I can't remember if this is one of the ones we pissed off or not.
No,
so.
Well,
I don't think so.
Ken and I have always been referred to as the more intellectual ones, which is why we had you guys open the box.
Also, the package was addressed to you, so...
What's in the box?
Actually, it's...
what's in the box? Hold on. It says... The Grand Poobah, George Mudry, CC, Joe Zanino, FM Podcast. Oh, shit. So Ken's name's not even
on it. Yeah, see? I'm just going
to
walk
in. I got called piss off there.
We don't need to be
I
here.
I got called in just to be the blocker.
why don't we go retire to the lodge room and have a drink?
Good move if we're using Raph as the blocker. Anyway.
Could be worse. Could be for my past grandmaster.
Let's continue. That is true. That is true. Oh, you son of a bitch.
Low blow.
But I appreciate the shot that was taken there. I appreciate it.
It's like,
fine.
It's like we're never.
Well, because first you're like, that's true. Oh, wait. Oh, well, you can't say that.
So for at least 140 hours, you've been my driving buddies because he's a tow truck driver. The topics and conversations that you guys get into have helped me understand masonry, myself, and the world we live in a great deal. So as a thank you, I put together this little care package of prime content. Oh, Christ.
Should we open this on live?
Prime content.
God, I'm hoping it's not something from like Video Temptations or something like that. But anyway, continue.
Too late now. We're already committed.
We are committed. There's some really awesome stuff in this box.
You know this talk.
Can I finish?
Jesus Christ. I just killed Ram.
Doesn't
listen, don't kill him because there's nobody who's going to be able to drag his body out of here. So.
Yeah, well, good thing we have an assistant secretary.
I ordered a new.
I'll be quiet. For him. All right, but just like life in masonry, you have to work it for it, or it means nothing. So before you can open packages, you must complete each challenge set before you.
Oh my God.
I highly recommend having more than six brothers in the room at a time you choose to start these tasks. Once some volunteers for a task, they are attempt for having to do another task unless there are not enough brothers. Use commas, brother. I love you, but use commas. There are not enough brothers present to complete them all. P.S. You might want to have somebody other than George read the challenges.
Too late now, brother.
We should have started with that.
We're neck deep into this now.
So is that the whole? Is there a front and back on that?
The second envelope is underneath your.
Make sure there's no Masonic secrets involved. You never know.
Did you
nice,
get
Mr. Ken?
Did you get the second envelope?
Open me up.
All right. Yeah, you gotta open the second one.
Wait, we have to complete part one first, I thought.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, it says after you complete part one.
Was there a challenge on the back?
No, this says open me after part one.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
This challenge is specifically for Right Worship Brother George, but you're being voluntold on this one, seeing as we all know this is your show.
Nah.
It's my show.
So, Mr. Mayor of Munchkin Land, to start this all off, I need you to pay a real compliment to Alex Jones. In episode 95 and 126, you almost pay Mr. Jones a compliment, but not really.
I want
you to actually say something nice about Alex Jones. Okay.
He's got good hair.
He's got no hair.
No, the hair is.
I will say, all right. So if you choose to refuse this task, you must take a pop from a shock collar at a setting of 50 for no less than 2 Mississippis in a very uncomfortable place.
Oh,
like in the back of a Volkswagen.
To be fair,
Volkswagen.
To be fair. All right, so we're going to go back to what I was reading for the guys on YouTube. And then we were talking about was, something about I have to say something nice to Alex Jones. And if I don't, there's some consequences. I have to shock myself in the testicles with a pot with a shock collar.
Mm-hmm. Or you got to let it fall.
I got to get a cup check from all the brothers on
the vanilla nut test.
In here.
Yep.
So something nice about Alex Jones. All right, I will say that. I think he, even though I don't believe half of his stuff, I think he's a fantastic businessman who's made himself a lot of money and a name for himself.
That's fair. That's right. Fair.
Yeah, I think that's accurate.
So does that mean I can open the goddamn thing now, right?
I think so.
Why is your knife so hot? What did you, Keister carry this thing?
Prison wallet. It was in my pocket.
Prison wallet.
Prison wallet.
God.
It was in my pocket.
Feel this.
Also, it's been sitting there for
now
a while.
Now smell. Oh, my God. Now smell it.
It's been sitting in my pocket, dude. It's
smells familiar, don't it?
my normal pocket knife.
Yeah, it's not the same.
It's not from under. Just a little Irish spring.
Oh my God!
Clean as a whistle.
You were the one holding it for the last half hour while you were diddling with the.
He's
going to
cut himself.
He is.
Yeah, that's not. We're taking bets on use a knife. Were you ever a Boy Scout? I don't think you were.
You know why I quit the Boy Scouts, right? Because I was going for my bear badge.
All right.
And then the only reason I was doing that was to get a knife. And my father's like, you're not getting a freaking knife. Right,
so I see what we're
doing. I'm like, then I quit. Why am I doing this?
All right. So I see what we're doing here.
Uh-oh. What do we got?
Do I see lollipops in there?
Do I want to know?
Yep. So that's the first. I see another piece of paper. Gentlemen. Thoughts on Bitcoin, please.
Probably not.
It's fake.
Go away.
Bitcoin is fake. Back. It's not real money.
Wow, it's first prize.
Holy crap.
Invest in lollipops.
I will eat all these by the end of the
day. Can I suck on one?
I got something for you to suck on.
Okay, we have to describe what that is. So there's a big
lollipop look like the...
All right, so now there's something else here. There's another package with instructions on it. Congratulations on completing the first task, George. I truly hope you went with just... the paying compliment.
We gotta have somebody else read it. Isn't that what part
it
of
takes
the
a lot? No, I got this. It takes a lot to be the bigger little man. Proud of you.
Isn't that what Opie said right before he got killed?
Yeah. I got this. The second task is not quite as difficult. For your second challenge, any two brothers in the room are to go downstairs to Jimmy's. Each brother is then to buy one stranger a drink, then take a selfie with said stranger and the drink for the Facebook or Patreon. There should be really no consequences for this task, seeing how it's not too difficult, but if the test should not be completed or you guys somehow manage to screw it up, the consequences should be determined by the listening audience.
The problem is there's no strangers in Jimmy.
No, unfortunately, that's going to be the end of our task for today because Jimmy's is closed.
Yes. Is it really? I saw two people down there when we got here.
Then go downstairs.
Yeah, but we know them.
It's just we know them. Yeah.
Oh yeah, we do know them.
There's no strangers that call.
Oh,
we
gotta get the French. We gotta get Jean Louis.
Oh,
okay.
We'll bring up Jean Louis.
Oh, we'll bring him up.
Okay. He's for anybody who doesn't know, he's the town drunk that walks around here. Yeah. Joe apparently made friends with him.
Yeah.
Ken ran one way. I ran the other, and Joe's just
and
having a conversation.
And now he's my friend. He's my best friend.
Now they're like besties over here. All right, but anyway,
is that your friend?
So we'll do that. So we'll do one task every time we record. Sound fair enough?
Yeah,
I think that's fair enough. All right, cool.
I think that's the only way we can accomplish this.
I got some freaking lollipops. That's badass. But anyway, all right, so let's get into Masonic Kayfabe. Talked about where this came from, why I thought up of it.
Oh, you're killing me with moving that mic.
Why?
Killing me.
You don't even got headphones on.
Jesus. going off the rails, ladies and gentlemen.
Masonic Kayfabe.
That's why I don't come here.
So, as I've said it before, I'm a much different person in Lodge as opposed to this podcast, for one example of kayfabe. On here, and we've even said it in Discord, that we all play a character, right? We all play, you know, I'm the angry midget, Joe's the soulless redhead, Ken's the robot. But the point that I want to make to this is that inside, you know, everybody hears us on the podcast, so, you know, and we are pretty much genuine on the podcast, but we do embellish some of the story, not in stories, but embellish how we are, you know what I mean? Like, I'm really not that short, but I'm not saying I'm tall, but I'm about average height, I would say.
Yeah, and I'm never really that
intelligent. For the Philippines. For third grade.
For the Philippines, maybe. We're number one, by the way.
Yeah, we are number one in the Philippines.
Second in Ghana.
Rhea?
Nice. No, but in all seriousness, like, you know, so there is different levels of Masonic kayfabe, and I kind of want to go through a couple of the things I thought of. Joe, what is kayfabe, first off?
So kayfabe, it's most currently known in the professional wrestling world, where, in essence, you don't break character. Mm-hmm. So perfect example we were talking about before was The Undertaker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in the day, he never broke character. If you were to run into him at a McDonald's or something, he would just stare you down and not say anything. He never broke character. It was, you'd never see him with one of the good guys in wrestling. He just wouldn't allow that to happen. Right. So its origins come from carnies.
Mm-hmm.
So carny speak, where they would talk this language that nobody really knew about so that the unsuspecting, the mark, the person that they're trying to either con or mm-hmm. get one over on, doesn't know what they're talking about.
Right.
So it's that kind of whole not breaking character, speaking in code kind of thing. But the main thing is not breaking character.
Right. And the reason why I use the word kayfabe is because, you know, when we are in Lodge and we are performing a ritual or a degree, or, I mean, this is more, I think, prevalent in the Scottish Rite, is you are portraying a character, right? During one of the Scottish Rite degrees,
mm-hmm.
whether it be Washington, one of the four chaplains, whatever the case may be, you're portraying a character. And one of the things that I absolutely hate is when a Mason is portraying this particular character, misses his word, and decides to break his character. Oh, geez, what's the word? It's like, dude, just you don't have to break your character, because actually, I think it actually ruins the degree in a sense. There is, right. And again, I don't want to name names, but there is one particular brother who is always guilty of doing this, and it drives me mad. It's he'll miss a word or forget it, and he huffs and puffs and gruffs, and he makes this big spectacle because he forgot his words. Where if you just kept it chill, and you know, just turn around and look, just be quiet.
Right.
And it's, you know, because now it's like, I don't know, it makes, for me, I feel awkward now, right?
You're taken out of the moment.
Yeah.
That's what it is. You're taken out of that moment where, you know, it's kind of... You're in kind of this fantasy world, and your mind is taking in the symbolism and what's going on, and then it breaks you out of it.
Well, and to that point, we also did an episode on music that we listened to prior to pumping up for Lodge.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're downstairs, and we're, you know, having dinner at Jimmy's or wherever, and we're smoking and joking and hanging out. And then I'm like, hey, you're the petitioner. Yeah, come with me. Come with me real quick. We just got to bring you upstairs and do something real fast. Don't worry about it. You'll be fine. And then you come back down. And what's actually happened is we're throwing his ass in the Chamber of Reflection. And from the smoking and joking downstairs to bringing him upstairs, switch. Instantaneously, of like, now, oh shit just got serious. Like, he's not all smiles and giggles anymore. Now I think it's very important to be able to turn that light switch on and off from playing the character. And let's be real, I mean, you are playing a character when you're doing your ritual and watch, right?
Absolutely.
If you're the senior deacon and you're doing the third degree and you're escorting the fellow craft who's now trying to become a master mason, you're escorting him through this storyline.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The last thing you want to do is just be, hey, yeah, come on, let's go follow me. Yeah, you don't want to do that. You're portraying, or even if you're one of the other parts of the last degree, we're not going to get into it.
Right.
But
you have to embellish. You have to turn things up a little bit.
And even as senior deacon, during that degree, I mean, there's a part where you're guiding the candidate, and like in all of the other degrees, you're his guide.
Right.
So you're telling him, hey, you know, it's going to be okay. Mm. Don't worry. You know, take a right here, take a left here, that kind of thing.
Mm.
And then once you get to that point in the tragedy, now you're a narrator.
Mm.
So you kind of change your tone
right.
with that person because you're just, you know, I can't really get into the details, but
right.
it goes from you being the guide to you being a storyteller.
Right.
Right. And even in the fellow craft degree, like when I do the middle chamber, I have a vision in my head. And that helps me get into a character. So when I'm doing it, you're teaching, you're telling a story about a lot of the symbolism that's part of the degree and in Masonry. And I've always had the image in my head of that hermit in the tarot card with the staff, with the lantern. So I've actually incorporated the lantern into my middle chamber.
Because it helps you with your delivery.
Because I'm and it helps with that. And if you're thinking about that, you're guiding somebody from towards the middle chamber, and you're at the outer door, then you're at the indoor, then you're at the inner chamber. If you're going through all that, it's likely going to be dark in that place.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of just, you know, it puts you in that mindset to deliver it a certain way. That actually makes the ritual really, really good. Somebody that just goes out there and just regurgitates the words just for the sake of doing it, you get something out of it, but it's not as impactful. It's not as emotional. You're not pulling into that.
It keeps everyone interested in it.
Yeah.
Also, when it's more theatrical.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, and realistically, I mean, The Scottish Rite, I think, has more... For instance, I've always said this. There's one particular degree that I like where somebody portrays George Washington, and it's usually done by Wright Worshipful Bruce Belmore, right, in New Haven. He does a fantastic George Washington, right? In even some of the parts that I've taken in the 15th to 16th degree, where it's what's his name? It's the table scene, the banquet scene. You know what I'm talking about. You're Scottish, right? You both are.
The Last Supper?
No, The Last Supper.
I don't know, dude. I'm not Scottish.
No, right. I know what you're talking about.
I'm like grasping at straws here.
Zerubbabel, okay. Truth, wine, that whole thing.
Yeah.
I was always wine, right? That was me. Oh, no, I was the king, right? So I had to give this speech, which is trying to explain why, because, okay, so we'll just give some pretext without getting deep into the degree, but the... One guy whose name is Zerubbabel is asked a question, and is which is the strongest, you know,
right,
wine, women, or the king? So you have these princes who are part of this, like, you know, I don't know,
and the one that's
this court, right? This this
one that's answering
with, Xerxes, right?
Is with that wine? Who is? I forget who it is.
Xerxes,
Darius. Okay. It's Darius's court, right?
It's not the lash they fear most.
Yeah, exactly. Xerxes was like...
It's Darius' court, right? So you get all these princes in brown noses standing up and saying there, well, I was one of the brown noses. And the part that I had to do was I had to explain why the king was the strongest and had the most powerful sway over mortals and all that stuff, right? But you can't just get up like, the king has the most powerful sway. Like, you have to play a part. You have to be eccentric. And you have to really get into that kayfabe. Like, you really got to, like, be that guy. And it's very important that you do this, because for me, degrees and rituals and, you know, whatever the Masonic lesson may be, it just doesn't hit home if it's freaking Captain Monotone. You got to play a part. I mean, take it to the wrestling world. Could you imagine if The Undertaker came out and just waddled to the ring and then just did his thing and then waddled back up? He'd suck. Nobody'd be interested in him. That goes the same thing for Masonic degrees.
Absolutely. Like, and that's why...
Puts them behind it, you know?
And when even just as simple as a regular stated communication or meeting, the way I've always thought of it, you have the master who represents wisdom, you've got your senior warden who represents strength, and you've got your junior warden that represents beauty. Play those parts. Whenever I'm senior warden, I try to play it like rough and strict.
Right.
Like, I'm the heavy. I'm the disciplinarian.
Right.
Because I don't have the wisdom of the East, but I'm the strength. So when there's part of degree where you're teaching them how to wear their apron a certain way and there's some orders that you're giving them, I always do them very firmly and almost shout at them to do it, because to me that's what the senior warden is. Where the junior warden, he's the glory and the beauty. Mm. He's, you know, a little softer, a little... He's in charge of refreshment.
Yep.
He's the fun guy.
Yep. Well, not only
you've got the good cop, bad cop, and then you have...
Well, not only that, even on a stated meeting, even on a stated meeting, though, all right, you may potentially have a lodge where you have fellow crafts and EAs sitting on the side watching the officers and the masters do their part, and if you're just horse-shitting around, I mean, granted, I want to be clear, not every meeting needs to be super serious, but you should, that's fine. But you shouldn't screw around, per se, during the ritual.
Right.
No, no, no.
Especially the opening and closing.
Ritual, you do seriousness?
Yeah.
If during the middle of the business meeting, you guys are horsing around and goofing around, which it happens in Morningstar quite frequently, we are a fun lodge.
Joe
is usually the freaking antithesis of why it happens like that. But
I got worked with Brother Bob First really good last night. We were doing sickness and distress, and he was telling how he was out shoveling snow, and he fell on his ass in his face, and like he was in pain. So I stood up and addressed him through the worshipful master and said, how did you know the difference?
So, I mean, it doesn't have to be serious like, during the business.
But during the opening, closing, and doing like, that type of stuff, it should be serious.
Yeah, and if you show that first off, it shows the lower degrees what it means to you. And not for nothing, though, you know, you are an officer, so there is a little bit of an intimidation factor, right, for an EA or a fellow craft.
Like, a little bit, yeah.
It's a little bit of intimidation.
They should feel that, like, they should feel that role
But if they don't see you taking the part serious, then they how could would you they? Possibly expect them to do
right.
the same?
You lose something as a candidate if you see that.
And I just want to give one other shout out on this topic because I called him out by name on something else last episode. Right Worshipful Brother Rob Kerwin, past district deputy. I forget what I called him out on. Probably something silly that he was doing during Lodge. But when I was senior deacon and he was helping me with the middle chamber and how to deliver it, he put a vision in my head. He's like, look, you're in control at this point. You're the most important person on the floor. Walk like it, act like it. And the person he put the picture he put in my head was Anubis. With the big staff.
Okay.
He goes, That's you when you're delivering this.
The freaking jackal god?
Yes.
Man, I could deliver that lecture if I thought I was the freaking jackal-headed god. Yeah.
And once he put that in my head, like, that was my vision for that time. Now, I've adopted my own and how I want to do it with the whole hermit piece of it. But I'm like, yeah, I'm friggin' in charge. And all of a sudden, I got this confidence that came across in my ritual.
Which is the way it should be delivered.
Absolutely. Wow. But it was that subtle thing. It was that, okay, you're playing a part. You're a character. Now, I've seen Brother Eric Meyer deliver the middle chamber as Ben Franklin. Mm-hmm. And he does it fantastically well.
Right.
But it's a different spin on it. Right. But he gets
into character when he does
that, though. Absolutely. Like, and he
wears
doesn't break.
Wears glasses, yes, the whole thing.
He's part of the Scottish Rite Fellowcraft degree team.
Yep.
But just putting that little spin, that theatrical spin on it, Worshipful Brother Scott Shilinski, past master of Ashlar Aspetuck, used to work at Disney World.
Right.
So he was involved in productions, and he was a cast member, so he could turn it on and off. When he did the middle chamber, it was like a freaking production.
So I have a question for you, and you've been to the Scottish Rite, and I think you're Scottish Rite too, right?
No, I'm not. I keep telling you I'm not. That's why I didn't know what the...
That's right. You're not Scottish Rite. He's not York Rite. All right, so correct. You guys are backwards.
Yeah,
all right.
Backwards.
I got to remember that. Yeah. Scottish Rite. They do this one degree where it's like a country, western, go out west sun degree, and one mason...
Is it the guy that takes care of the guy with tuberculosis?
Yes.
That one? Yes.
You've seen that one.
Yes, Eric Meyer does that one as well. I've seen Eric do it.
Yes, he's the one, and he gets so heavy into character that you actually believe that this guy... As a matter of fact, he was talking with the out west accent, you know,
right.
But you'd have no freaking idea. I actually thought he was from the South and had this accent. Right. And then he gets off. He's like, "Hey, how you doing?" I'm like, "Whoa!" How do you do that? But that's called being kayfabe, because if he did it just as, you know,
as Eric Meyer, which, by the way, if you ever have a sidebar conversation with him, guy's freaking brilliant.
Mm.
Like, I think he's an engineer by education, right. But just one of those minds where you could just sit here and listen to him, because what he's saying is just so engaging. That's him as a normal person. When he turns it up and becomes a character, it's really engaging.
So kayfabe is kind of like, I was thinking about this earlier, and it kind of, you know, it made me think about the fact that here on the podcast, we are who we are, right? Even if we're playing a part, because we kind of are.
Yeah.
We're kind of playing a part. We all have our little, like, kind of trope that we fit into, but, like, our whole point in being here is to show the world at large that members of the craft are regular men, right? We're normal people.
Right.
So we try as best as we can to be who we are outside of the podcast when we're here.
Right.
Have you guys ever run into a situation where you were talking with a bunch of people from... We're all Northerners here, right? We're all from Connecticut. Have you ever been around a bunch of guys from the South and talking to them over time? Eventually, you kind of like start having a Southern accent.
Absolutely.
A little bit.
Absolutely.
Or if you're a serious person and you're hanging out with a bunch of people that are super happy, like these hippie-type people, do you feel yourself starting to like...
Absolutely.
Yep. So that's something that I was thinking about earlier, and it's not... It's not conscious, right? We don't do it. Maybe it's part of like the human condition, because I don't think it's like a mental illness, because you guys just affirmed that you do the same thing that I do, so I'm pretty sure I'm not mentally ill.
Or we all are.
You know,
or we all have some kind of borderline personality.
But I also
disorder.
Think that there conversations but, with people are like you would have a conversation with Joe separately than you would, say, Shane Dufresne, which, by the way, I have to shit on him in a minute because I'll explain why. It's actually kind of funny. It's pretty funny.
I would never do something
like that. Have
you heard
the story? I don't know.
Okay, don't
I'm
worry
about it. I'm nervous about it, though, because I got to deal with him a little bit.
Shane Dufresne is our
third district representative.
Yes.
Grand Senior
Steward. Grand Senior Steward, yes.
He's going to be up on the podcast within the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. Great.
But I also, awesome. I you know what, as a matter of fact, I'm going to hold my shitting on him story.
In a roundabout way, he's not really my boss, because Carl Anderson is my boss.
Right.
But because I'm the associate grand almoner for third district, and he's our third district
representative.
Kind of is like
me and Shane have been
boss.
Friends for a very, very, very long time. So me and him have gotten along. And
yeah, no, he's a great guy.
We had a conversation the other day where I called him up and I said, "You mother," and he was already on the phone. And the minute he picked up, he was already hysterically laughing. And he's like, "Dude,"
he knew what he
I
did
was watching my watch to see how long it was going to take when you got that email for you to call.
Mm-hmm.
So he was literally already in hysterics laughing. Well. He's going to be up on the podcast in the next couple of weeks to join us. That's going to be a lot of fun with Right Worshipful Shane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
We'll get into a whole bunch of stuff, a whole litany of stuff,
so
as long as he trusts me.
If I may, yes. I think my whole point in that was I don't think we're playing a part, right? In the same way that professional wrestlers have to play that part, and mm-hmm. they do it whether they're on stage or at home mm-hmm. or in public or whatever. I think when we're in Lodge, we're just doing what's expected of us in the mm-hmm. same way that we interact with grandma or mm-hmm. our boss versus how we interact with our friends.
Yeah.
Right? It's not like a conscious layer that we're putting. It's not an act that
no,
we're putting
it,
on.
You're not trying to pull one over, and it's not a con.
Yep.
It's not
this
a...
This is more like... What I was kind of... This is more geared to like Scottish Rite, in a sense, when you're actually playing a character.
Oh, when you are.
Right.
Yeah,
when you actually have to, you know, be Hiram or be... Yep. No, Washington or be whoever.
Yep.
I mean, you could even go, and again, talking even this podcast, like we all kind of, we are who we are, but we do play a part. You know, we do, again, if you take me, you know, Goofy and all of us goofing around in here, you put us in a freaking lodge, like, this shit don't happen.
No, no, we're all much the same.
If anything, we're the serious guys telling everybody to
we're the guys that'll rip your ass apart if you screw around.
That's true.
By the way, I got to give you kudos. You're doing a fantastic job at secretary.
Doing all right.
I've gotten a lot of compliments about you and
killing it, Raph.
I have one complaint. One complaint.
What?
Venmo.
That's as of next year.
I'm a big fan of Venmo.
We will no longer be accepting cash at Morningstar or checks. Everything will go through Venmo.
Only Venmo.
Beautiful.
Right here, buddy.
Then I got three letters for you.
Actually, do you know
N? P.
D.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
I thought it was going to go with
Venmo is PayPal.
For those of you who aren't watching live, the D in NPD, Worshipful Brother Joe did the...
Degeneration X.
Degeneration X.
That's little Georgie's...
Suck.
The D.
That's his bus ride.
P.
Nice. But in all seriousness, I was more geared toward even, you know, some aspects of the York Rite, certain degrees. I would have to say characters would be more of commandery, I guess you would say.
Well, yeah, everybody's a lot more knightly
Order of the Temple's got a degree.
Yeah, you have to be serious because if you're not, it doesn't make any sense at all.
Right.
A lot of the wording in it and the symbolism.
I know you got to go. So we're going to end up. I think we're going to close it down anyway. I mean, we've already had clusterfuck after clusterfuck on this episode. So
sorry about the audio, guys.
Sorry about the swearing, Raffy.
So if we're going to wrap it up, I just before we completely wrap it up, I just want to have a little quote in to wrap up this episode. So you tell me when we're ready.
Yeah. Whatever you are. I keep hearing like weird mic noises. I don't know those words. Go ahead.
So you're done? Like we're done?
Do you want to do anything with that?
We'll hold off till next time, only because Joe's going to get out of here. I do have an idea for that thing.
Okay.
So.
Final thoughts, Joe.
So, final thoughts.
Deep thoughts with Jerry Springer. Jack Handy.
You know, someone
Jerry Springer has a redhead, too.
You know, someone once said that the world's a stage and each must play a part. Fate had me playing in love and you as my sweetheart.
Don't look in my eyes when you say that.
Act one was when we met and I loved you at the first glance. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. You know where I'm going with this, Raph, right? Then came act two. You seemed to change and you acted strange and why, I'll never know.
What is this?
Honey, you lied when you said you loved me and I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on hearing your lies than to live without you.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
I'm freaking lost. Somebody will get it.
It's Elvis, are you lonesome tonight?
Are you lonesome?
You know, someone once said that the world's a stage, and we each play a part. Oh,
I actually, Sirius XM has Channel 75. It's the Elvis, and I just listened to that the other day.
Honey, you lied when you said you loved me.
Jesus. All right. Happy Valentine's Day, brothers and friends and wives and compatriots.
For the Freemasons podcast.
I am right. Worshipful Brother George Mudry, thank God for signing off.
Worshipful Brother Joe, signing off.
Worshipful Brother Ken, signing off.
Brother Raph, derailing the whole show.
That's right. Love you. Filled with pain.